Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sorry, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Obviously, it is Blue Angels weekend, and we're talking about that quite a bit today. Yesterday, I was at the base, had a chance to talk to a couple Blue Angels and talk to Kimberly. What's her last name all of a sudden? Thomas. Thank you. Don't know. The principal,
C.A.
Weiss. She's so adorable. Yeah,
my
it was
gosh.
Great. Our good friend, by the way, Julio's not going to be with us today. His voice is not working for him today, so we're going to have to just...
Oh,
yes,
no.
I know. It'll come back. It always happens. Anyway, but until the time
somebody
it doesn't,
else is
right?
going to have to fill in tomorrow, Julio, just so you know.
That's exactly
dude, not
right.
Me.
So, one of the things that they the Blue Angels fly like a media person and then also a community servant around in, they give them a 40 minutes of Blue Angels time, basically, of FA18 time. And so Mel McRae on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, who is, she's sort of like the new Candy. Candy used to do that.
Yeah, she
job
really and, likes being told that.
I'm sure, yeah.
She has
you and Dana Cervantes and Reese and all the people who have been, Brent's co-hosts over the years.
And Angela.
Right, briefly, that's right.
Poor Ange. She had to sign this whole lifetime contract.
So Mel got a chance to fly with Lieutenant Commander Thomas Zimmerman, who is the number 7 pilot. Now, I know you can't really hear too much right in the beginning because it's over the jet shutting down, but he's basically saying that they pulled, 7.5 Gs on the one side and then a -2 in the other direction, so a 9 G swing. This is going to be Brent Lane asking you questions.
We hit 7.5 Gs and... -2 on our push out from the inverted flight, so that's a 9.5 G swing. And then we went as fast as Mach 0.95 or 0.95 times the speed of sound to as slow as 70 knots on our high alpha climb out when we were like a rocket ship climbing straight up, really slow.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, she did absolutely fantastic.
Mel, before you fall over.
How are you feeling now?
Hey, what was your favorite part?
Oh, I don't even... All of it. How do you pick one? One of my favorite maneuvers is just doing the loop backwards. Because you're just like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. I didn't pass out.
But?
That's an accomplishment. You want some banana?
She had a little banana on her flight suit leg because
she told me why.
Yeah. So they have you eat banana because, you want to have a little bit of stuff, not too much in your stomach, but a little bit because it'll calm you a little bit. And also, if it does happen to come back, if it tries to, exit through the entrance.
She told me, it was easier.
Yeah, that's right. It's less obnoxious on your throat and your esophagus and it's better. It's just better that
She's
way.
She's back at work this morning.
That's
I don't
right.
know how she did it,
exactly.
I was like towards the end, too. I almost made it all the way through, but we did the 3-barrel loop, and that's when I was like, give me a second. Hold on.
The horizontal rolls, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it did me in for the minute.
Your appreciation for naval aviation at its height right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
The G's are no joke. But
it's quite a workout.
It's a workout. I'm sweating. But it was really impressive. It was really cool. Thank you so much. It's so magical up there. I don't even know how to just and over the water. We have such a beautiful scenery. It's majestic.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. You guys are so impressive.
Oh, it's better. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to hug you. You're sweaty.
I'm sweaty too.
Oh, I know. And what happens is when you get done, it's so overwhelming. It's like it's almost like a dream. It's just so bizarrely powerful and scenic and disorienting and all of it. And then you get done, you're like, can I just go pass out somewhere? Because it's so exhausting. And kudos to her for being at work, because coming to work the day after you fly with the Blue Angels is like coming to work after the big party.
Oh, my
okay?
gosh.
It really is. And anyway, so it's always fun to talk to the people when they go up. We talked to Dr. Thomas earlier. And it's really neat to see it. And they love it, too. I mean, it's always great fun for them. So congratulations, Mel. No passing out. Just one reverse banana. That's the inverted. That's the negative banana pushover is what that's called. 437-1620. Do be sure if you're out at the beach today, you know, please stay hydrated. And that doesn't mean just water. You know, electrolytes are good. So your Gatorade, Powerade, for the kids, a Pedialyte, any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, stay out of the sun as much as you can. Make sure you put sunscreen on. Stay out of the water when you're not supposed to swim. You don't want to be that person. So just, you know, be safe, be smart, and have a good time. It's supposed to be a good time. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. Of course, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting. I'll be out there from 11 to 12 with Tammy Martin talking about just all kinds of stuff. And then from noon to 2, Greg McWhorter and I will talk about Blue Angel stuff. And in fact, I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm going to talk about with him that we've never really talked about is we're going to talk about the realism or not of the Top Gun movies. So that'll be an interesting conversation, I think. That's going to be part of what we talk about tomorrow. And then from 2 to 3, of course, the Blue Angels Fly carry their narration, their music. The number 7, Tom Zimmerman, does the narration. You get to hear him. And that's so if you're on your boat, you're down the beach, anywhere, or even if you just want to tune in and listen to it. You know, even if you can't be at the beach for the show, it's a great way to participate just by listening to that on our 92.3, 95.3, and 1620.